Hey, you're stuck in Travel Wolf Gorla. A couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at honeypots. So everyone likes the opportunity to kind of gain the upper hand. Everyone likes the opportunity to maybe beat the bad guys at their own game. Everyone likes the opportunity to deceive a little bit, right? Put in a little deception, a little smoke and mirrors. All war does boil down to deception after all. And especially in the day and age where security folks are so oftentimes on the receiving end of attacks and pen tests and everything else, sometimes it feels good to have the upper hand. So, therein lies the opportunity with honeypots. But today what I'm going to give you is some ideas about where honeypots work and where they just don't. Especially since honeypots have been around for quite a while. So, of course, honeypots are a server, either an emulated server or an actual server that is not in use, is there simply to deceive the attacker, to trick the attacker into going for the honey, where the alarm should shout and whoop and the trap should fall. So what makes for a good honeypot and bad honeypot? Number one is why you're using it. There's still the mentality of, well, I'll put this vulnerable server on the internet and that will attract people's attention and draw them into our network. And then we can study their ways and learn from them. Does that draw any more attention than we actually need? Not a good idea to get the bad guys coming after you. And frankly, if you have enough time to study what the bad guys are doing in your machine that way, you probably can pick that up in a book. Or a lab. Or, focus on hardening the environment. I mean, there's a number of things we could do above and beyond setting up a honeypot and just watching and waiting to lure them in. That's number one. Better way to use it is late stage detection. Knowing when someone has gotten in the network, when they're moving laterally throughout the network, when they're jumping boxes. That late stage detection is a good place to put a honeypot in, because those boxes should never be touched. And when they are touched, you know something's going on. So that's number one. Number two, what separates a good honeypot from a bad honeypot? Authenticity. It's a real system. Oftentimes with some of these honeypots, they are trying to be everything to everyone. And my pen testers, when they see them, see right through, right? Oh, this is a Windows box running Linux ports and has Oracle and SQL on it and is listing on any port scan we touch. That's weird. Clearly a honeypot. Better honeypots are those that are authentic, are actual OSs, match the build or similar to the build of the environment. Probably don't have as many patches so that it gets a little bit of attention, but not like an unpatched Windows 2000 in a sea of, 2012 fully patched servers. That's going to raise an eyebrow. So, first thing, use it for the right reason, late stage attack. Second thing, make sure it actually looks like a server. And third and final thing is make sure you actually can do something with it. Operationalize it, set up the alarms, respond. If you're still in a situation where you can't respond and you can't make use of this detection control, probably not a good idea to start looking at honeypots. If you do have the ability to carve out some time to respond to those alerts, or if you've got alert fatigue and you want to shift alerts around your budget so that you have a higher, clearer signal for a certain portion of your day, a certain portion of your alarms, great opportunity. Make sure you can operationalize it and plug it into your IR, because we're all really busy. Unless you're not, and you're using it to draw people in, which I've already said don't do that. There's better ways to get that information than taunting the bear with the honey. All right, that's it for me. Have a good one.